calling customer support. My name is Jenny. May I have your zip code to assist you, please?
Yes, ma'am. 39455.
Thank you, ma'am. 39455. And your first and last name, please. Ma'am? Hello?
Yes.
Yes. What is your first and last name, please?
Vanetta Odom.
Thank you, Ms. Odom. I'm looking at your shipping address starting with 65. May I have the rest of the address with your city and state, please?
Tamshell Road, Lumberton, Mississippi.
Thank you, ma'am. And I'm looking at your account. Give me 1 minute, please. I do see, ma'am, your order here for the sweepstakes ticket in order to try to win a kitchen item and an online membership discount store. How may I assist you?
I thought I had won a KitchenAid appliance, and they gave me a order number of 26103140. Now, what is that for?
That is dealing with the anything you're talking about is the membership, the online discount store membership for $56.95.
Ma'am, can I cancel that? Because that is not what I was told. I was told for a $2 fee, I could get the KitchenAid stand mixer, and they gave me an order number and said that I should have it by July the 20th, and I have never received it.
I do understand, ma'am. This can be canceled, Ms. Odom. So I'm canceling it now, and we'll give you the cancellation number. 1 minute for me, please.
All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, ma'am. And when it's canceled, ma'am, there will be no further shipment or charges.
All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, ma'am. 1 minute, please. Thank you for your patience. Almost finished.
Okay. Bye.
Okay, ma'am, when you're ready for that cancellation number, let me know.
I'm ready, ma'am. I'm ready now.
Okay. The number is C, like Charlie.
C?
Yes.
Okay.
And then it is 261.
261.
Then it is 087.
087.
Then 074.
074. All right, now that was taken out of my bank account. Will that be put back in there?
The company is able to give you 35% refund since this is considered a valid charge. They offer you back $19.93. Do you want me to process that?
I just don't understand that because my bank is charging me an overdraft charge of $56. The bank charged me $36 on the $56. I just don't understand why I'm only getting that much back.
They do have another 50% offer where you would get back $28.48.
Now, what offer is that for?
That's for the same refund where you would get back $28.48, 50% refund from the charge.
$48.28. Well, that's better than $19.93. So I think I'd rather have that.
You would get back. You can get back. So you want to get the $28.48 as a refund?
Well, I thought you said $48.28.
$28.48. It's 50% of the 28.48. It's 50% of the charge.
And what was the total charge?
The total charge was, let me see here, $56.95, and you're getting half of that, $28.48.
All right, well, I'll have to accept that that's all they can do. And I'll still have a dang bank charge of $36 overdraft, which I really can't afford that, but I don't know what I'm supposed to do. I'll never give out my credit card number again. That's for damn sure.
I'm so sorry, ma'am. Give me 1 minute. I'll process that refund for you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, ma'am. I'll be right with you, okay? Okay, ma'am. So that is happening for you right now, ma'am.
Okay.
The refund will be 3 to 5 business days back into your account.
All right. Babe.
Okay. So watch for it.
All right.
And I'm finishing notating your account. Give me a moment, please.
Okay.
I'm almost finished. Thank you for your patience.
Okay.
Okay, ma'am. So everything is established. The account is shut down. No more charges. No more shipment.
Okay.
Okay. And it's complete. And again, the refund is 3 to 5 business days.
3 to 5. All right, ma'am. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much.
You're welcome so much, Ms. Odom. The best to you, and thank you for calling customer support.
Okay, thank you, babe.
You're welcome, ma'am. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, that was I hope she's...